Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Changing Minds Online, Empowering Women series. This is Dr. Akina Finch, and today we are Jessica List today. She is on a vacation at Celebration, but she is here with us in spirit. So everybody, just congratulate Jessica for having a wonderful vacation, and she's going to report as soon as she gets back. So today our guest is Carla Wynn Hall, the founder of the Women's Empowerment Network, one of the largest networks on Facebook, and she is going to discuss the importance of empowerment through social media. How are you doing today, Carla?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, we both love social media, so this is going to be a wonderful call.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so much to talk about, too. So I'll just tell you a little bit about how I got started with social media, and you're going to get a kick out of it, really. I worked for a life insurance company for a couple of years, right? And we were at a conference. It's just this boring conference. It's, you know, life insurance is boring. My friend, who is also my colleague and also a manager of the company, was sitting beside me playing Farmville. So I'm like, she was going, "Would you sign up for Farmville so you can sell me some hay or something like that?" And I said, "What in the world is Farmville, and should we be doing that?" So to help her with her farm products, I signed up for the game. Therefore, I signed up for Facebook. So that was my first introduction to Facebook way back in 2010 when they were still a baby.
Wow, wow. So how did you go from Farmville to empowering women?
Good question. Well, I noticed one thing when I was playing this game, that there were other women who were in there playing that game too, and they were my friends on Facebook, so I knew what they were doing. But then I was starting to become interested in the fact that there were so many people just flocking toward Facebook. I started just posting about myself. In 2010, I was afraid to even show my picture because I was overweight. I didn't want to see myself. I didn't want anyone else to see me. And I was really in a state of depression. So Farmville was just my entry point. Facebook soon turned into a way for me to use therapy by looking at myself in a picture. So, of course, I did the cell phone selfies, and I would look at myself as I was changing. And I went into a serious state of depression when memories from something that happened in my past started creeping up into my dreams and everything like that, and I was remembering these horrible events that had happened in my past. And I found that rock bottom was a place I would soon meet. I had decided to quit life insurance because I wanted to be home with my son. My now 16-year-old son had seizures when he was 7, and he had them once or twice a year for up until last year. He's been seizure-free for a little over a year. So I wanted to come home and be a stay-at-home mom, be an entrepreneur, and start my own company doing web design. I had a big vision and a big dream, but I didn't have a plan. So not having a plan caused me to lose almost everything that I had. We were kind of homeless for a while. Our vehicle got repossessed, and I decided that once I got back on the computer, I was going to rewrite my story. I was going to rewrite my life, and I was going to use Facebook to do it because Facebook was already giving me this outlet of self-empowerment for me just to be able to see the changes in my faith through putting my faith on Facebook, right? Then I got on Facebook and was reaching out to people to try to find graphic design work, and this wonderful man who does videos, his name is Donald Wells, he told me, he said, "Get on Facebook, create a group, and rewrite your story." Because he didn't want to help me. He didn't want to help me by you know, hiring me. He wanted to help me in a bigger way by showing me how to empower myself. But at that point, that's when the Women's Empowerment Network was actually born. It started out as a sponsorship group, meaning that if you were to be a member, someone had to sponsor you in. So I would sponsor women, and I was offering them empowerment, but really they were offering empowerment to me to help me through the different things that I was going through in my life emotionally. That kind of started up the group growth for a year. I would say it was just a little bitty group. We talked about different things. Mainly, when I was an emotional wreck, I would have a life coach or a spiritual guide or something like that come to me and just kind of help me through that moment. Soon I found out I was attracting mainly life coaches. And then the group just started really, really to grow at that time. 2012, I looked one day and I had 200 requests for membership into that group. And those 200 people had come from Allie Brown's group, where it showed our group as a related group. That's kind of how that grew. And now today we have 26,506 members. We add about 200 members a day. And the group is called Women's Empowerment Network. The spirit of the group is conversation. And the mission of the group is to take that conversation and turn it into transformation by talking about empowerment and how we can write a sentence a day that's positive and change our mindset. Or we can reach out to someone who's hurting and change their mindset. So I keep it really, really I moderate it heavily. I do approve all the membership, but I don't approve all the posts because there's just too many people who just spam and all that through there. It's really a great place to be for women who want friends, who want to really meet some friends, talk, build a business, go through life issues, whatever is the sisterhood. It's a really, 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 really wonderful place to be.
Wow, that is wonderful. Yes, you're doing a great job. That is wonderful. I love the piece about why you started the group, because they want to give you information to help you empower yourself. And
exactly.
That is powerful. That is so powerful. You know.
And then when you, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you don't really ever know what angels are out there, and you never know when someone needs to help you as much as you need to help them. You just never know unless you allow your heart to open up just a little bit. And I've made some phenomenal friends through that group.
Wow, that is wonderful. Now, who would you recommend be a right fit to be empowered through social media?
Okay, well, first of all, you and I spoke briefly before we even got on the line about introverts. Introverts, as you know, they don't like to communicate in any way, shape, form, or fashion. They don't like to go to social events. They don't really like to talk about their past. But Facebook, even Twitter, gives you that option to really open yourself up out there and start to communicate with different people on different levels. So ideally, for women who, let's say women who've been abused, they've been in domestic violence situations. Maybe they've had cancer and had to shave their head. You know, they've lost their hair. These different women, they can't speak. They don't know how to speak yet. So when they start to open up their heart just a little bit, even to say, one time I had a lesson on there and I said, repeat after me, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. And some women say, they'll tell me, as soon as I typed that, I started crying. Because just to say and to top that they love themselves turned their view inside of their heart. So once they did that, that was it. You know, the tears rolled and flowed. We celebrated the fact that they were loving themselves, and they changed. They forever changed.
That is great. You know, there's a lot of people out there that can't say, I love myself. But being able to read that, to be able to type it, then eventually be able to say it, you know, that was life-changing to many people. You know, just that one phrase, I love myself. I think
exactly.
That is so powerful. Now, what types of things do you do in your group? You know, what is available for all the women on the call that are interested in joining?
Okay, well, when you join the Women's Empowerment Network, first of all, you tap into a huge number. You tap into this tribe of women who all are on the same wavelength as you are being a woman, whether you're a mom, whether you're an entrepreneur, the first benefit that you get is you get those protective numbers. So you have 26,000 women you can mingle with, get to know. They're from all over the world. I do keep a tight moderation on it so you're safe. You don't have to worry about getting overloaded with spam and junk. So the number of people that you have to contact and communicate with is the number one benefit. The second benefit is that we keep conversations going via hashtag. And we have a Monday through Sunday, all week long, we have a conversation hashtag. So on Mondays, we call that Manifestation Mondays. And that's where we just say in present tense what we would like to see come from our future. Like I would say, I have a 10,000 square foot home on 200 acres of property. Woo-hoo! Of course, that's actually not manifested yet, but it's on the way. And just so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we all have a topic that we can start a conversation about. Because my goal is that the women open up and become empowered. And to do that, they need to learn how to have a conversation. So we use those topic conversations. And the third thing is right now we have a book compilation that's going on, and I pulled the women from the Women's Empowerment Network who now are going to be best-selling published authors. The first series is about to wrap up, but the second series we believe will start in January. So I always have good things going on in that group for women. We have special values. We have loads and loads of women who have free things to offer and plenty of life coaches.
Awesome. So tell us more about the book. What's the title and what is it about and where will women be able to get it?
You got it, girl. Okay. The name of the book is Empowered Women of Social Media, 44 Women Found Their Voices Using the Power of Social Networking. And so besides myself, we have 43 women who've written a chapter on how they use social media to overcome everything from breast cancer to domestic violence. We have social media gurus on there and just a wide range of women who have decided to write their story. They have found their voice, they found their strength using social media. So they've all combined their voices together into one large, rumbling, roaring, thunderous voice. The book will launch on Kindle on October the 5th. So stay tuned to Facebook because we're going to have events going all day long for you. And during those events, we're going to have free giveaways and all kinds of fun stuff. On October the 15th, we will launch the paperback book. So that's when really we're going to need support with people coming in ordering their copy. In the meantime, you can go to empoweredwomenofsocialmedia.com and sign up for the opt-in list and stay up to date with everything that's going on. We are having several launch parties locally in different states across the United States. We have an event going on in Bali. We have an event going on in Australia. We have an event going on in London, Wisconsin. I just can't even tell you all the different places. Then we're going to have this huge celebration on October the 5th and on October the 15th. So, again, that website is empoweredwomenofsocialmedia.com. And that's where you would opt in to be notified of all the upcoming events for launch.
That is exciting. That is exciting. And I know that the women are super excited about this project coming out. You know, that is so wonderful that they could use social media to work through any situation that they had. That is an awesome thought. So what made you come up with this idea?
Well, I watched the numbers grow on the group, on the Women's Empowerment Network, and when it reached 24,000, I told my husband that I think that a good thing for me to do would be to start a book because I have also published my own book. It's called The Paradigm, and it's available at Amazon. You can look it up, The Paradigm Success Codes for Life. I had published my own book, and I'd also helped a couple of ladies with cerebral palsy to get their books published and together and to get the graphics and everything for that. So I knew I could do it, and I knew I could be of service to women. And once we reached 24,000, that's when I made the decision. I announced it. I got on Amazon, got the ISBN for the book, and started the graphic cover work. So it came to me after the group had reached a milestone number.
Wow. Wow.
So many of these ladies now they're going to, by Christmas, they'll have best-selling author under their title. And I know you were involved in a book compilation, too. So what was the name of that?
Motherhood Dreams and Success. You Can Have It All. Yes.
Yeah, I did order my ebook copy of that, my Kindle copy. I ordered my copy of that book the other day from your link.
Awesome.
So we could support each other. But the thing is that when women start to write their story, they start to unleash these emotions that have been pent up inside. They start to see that it's okay to let their story come up and then come out. And really that's what the Empowered Women of Social Media book is all about. It's about allowing that shift, because you can probably tell just by your friends and the people you know, there are a lot of women who are going through a shift, a lot of families that are going through a shift where women are the breadwinners and, you know, the men are taking the role of the mom, and it's really causing a transformation everywhere. So women who are coming out and writing their story, they really need this support and this outlet.
Scale of 1 to 10, and tell me why. Why is it important for you to write the story? Why is it important to get the story out?
On a scale of 1 to 10, you're talking about the collection of stories in this book?
I mean, why do you believe that it's so important for them to get the story out? You know,
it's very important, 10 and a half. It's important because it creates inner healing within their own heart. And that's important to me because some of these women are moms. They've got little kids. They want to leave a legacy. They have been held back by fear. And by writing their story, they get to overcome that fear. The reason why that's so important to me is because it not only does it increase the vibration of the planet, it really, really changes families. And in turn, it changes groups of families. And in turn, it can change the world. So one woman's story is as important as any woman's story. No matter where she came from, no matter where her background was, her story deserves to be heard.
Awesome. So where do you think that empowerment in social media is going to lead you next?
That's a good question, too. I actually am starting a program called Notebooks and Napkins, and it's going to be for women who want to start writing their story but don't really know how. It'll be a program that teaches them how to write little snippets of what they're thinking about, and I'm going to use social media to facilitate a group setting for my students. So when they sign up for the class, they'll all be connected through social media. They'll use social media to be able to start the writing process online at what they've written over the course of the years. Those topics will be part of their book. And then in 2015, I'm planning a cruise where I'll actually be instructing women on how to write their book. So social media is about taking me on a cruise. and I cannot even tell you what else. It's just so incredible, the outreach and the number of people that you can contact and communicate with, whatever it is that you're wanting to do.
Now, what are your favorite social media platforms for empowerment?
Okay, I have two, and some women like them all, but I really, first and foremost, prefer Facebook because it does have the numbers out there, and you can reach people from all over the world. But my number two has got to be Pinterest because it's graphic. It's visual. You can post, you can create a vision board on Pinterest. You can really find the things that are beautiful that you like to look at and then pin them up there and follow different pin boards. So my favorite two are Facebook and Pinterest.
Okay, so now what do you think that you could be empowered by all of them, or is there one that is not so much so for empowerment?
Well, I would say of all the social networks that I see, probably Twitter. Twitter's more like a news feed to me. It's more like something you want to look at and watch, see what's going on, you know, locally in your local government or something like that, or a celebrity. It's not, it goes by so fast, you really can't absorb what you're reading. So I would say of all the social networks, Twitter is probably the less friendly to the topic of being empowered and learning and growing.
Okay. So now that social media is that you're starting a group, on social media, now you're getting ready to start a writing program and eventually a cruise, you know, there's so many other areas that you're part of. Tell us about Sacred Heart. I see you posting on Sacred Heart as well. So tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, Sacred Heart, Inc. and Sacred Heart Woman, that's my web design and graphic design program that I do. I've been a web designer since 1995, whenever Google first became a search engine. So I've been that's my trade, and that's what I have done, you know, for a living for the last 4 or 5 years. But that also ties deeply into social media, because women still need empowerment. It's very difficult to design a website for a woman without dealing with that emotional foundation. So Sacred Heart Woman is really a combination of a web design program and a coaching program. It helps the women get past any blocks that they have. Sometimes a color will be, you know, sometimes women will like, they'll not like green or they'll not like blue, and they have reasons for that. So it takes a bit of coaching to get them to where they say, okay, this is what I really, really love. And that's kind of the concept of Sacred Heart Woman, and that part of what I do. I do mainly WordPress websites where I create like a custom header and then write the copy and that type of thing, and then I do the SEO for that, but mainly for women.
So what is your ideal client for Sacred Heart, for the counseling? That sounds very interesting to me. Who would come to
okay.
you for that? Who would benefit?
Well, my ideal client for the Sacred Heart Woman program is a woman who's decided to start a business. She's always wanted to do it. She hasn't really had anyone who understood what she wanted to see or how she wanted to make it happen. And she's ready to hire someone to help her get that thing packaged up and put into a compartmentalized system where she can bring out her programs and have a website that fits her emotional core, so to speak. So my ideal client is someone who has their own business or getting started with their own business, and they want their website to match their soul.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, I mean, you
Thank
just
you.
Use social media to just cover the whole gamut. I mean,
yep.
is there
do
another
everything.
Way? Yes, yes. Is there another? Where is social? I'm sorry. Where is Sacred Heart going now?
Well, Sacred Heart is probably going to be rebranded and kind of melded into my Notebooks and Napkins program, because I see that those two things are kind of hand in hand these days for women. But for right now, Sacred Heart is just going to be there for those women who need the website support and that type of thing. That's like I said, I'm tweaking my personal business model for the next year or so that I can shift my time more over to authorship and writing and coaching, and less and less from the web design aspect of it. My son Joshua, I don't know if you've probably met him, he's really got phenomenal at the WordPress end of it. So he may actually adopt it.
Wonderful.
Either way, it's always going to be with me.
That is great. So you're empowering women, you're empowering your children, you're leaving a legacy. So tell me about the legacy you want to leave.
Absolutely. I want to leave the legacy for my children to know that they don't have to go to a 9-to-5 job to survive, that as long as they have innovative thoughts, they can take and create their own business. Both of my younger sons have already made money this year. Joshua, my 16-year-old, like I said, he does web design, he does graphic design, he's phenomenal. He's working with all the women of the book, and they love him to pieces. My 12-year-old Nicholas makes bracelets. He makes paracord bracelets, and he sells those for $10 each. He made $50 last week. So I want them to know that they can be self-sufficient. As long as they have an idea and a dream, they can make it happen, and they can make money doing it, because they see me doing it every day. I haven't worked a job since that day I saw the lady on Farmville. in 2010. I've been self-employed since then.
Wow. Wow. I know that that feels so empowering, you know, to say that, you know, you just took it, stepped out there, and you made it happen.
I did, and it was not easy. I'll tell you for sure, I had breakdowns. I had emotional breakdowns so bad when I first started coming out to Facebook because I just could not handle the memories of what happened to me in the past. And that was the hardest thing to overcome. But now I've been through that storm, and I can help women come through the same storm or something similar now that I've actually gone through that.
Well, if there's a woman out there that's listening and she's going through a storm, what kind of takeaway would you want her to have from our show today?
Okay, I would like to tell her this. Do not be afraid to reach out, because there is someone out there whose heart can connect to your heart and can help you through whatever it is that you're going through. Just take a deep breath and get on Facebook and say, I'm up tonight, I can't sleep, I need some help. And just watch how God delivers the angels right to your Facebook timeline. It may look superficial at first, and it may feel kind of weird, but at the other end of that Facebook page is another human being who has
exactly
just as much desire to help you as you would have to help them in return. And you can really make some great, great, wonderful friends.
I so agree. I mean, as Jessica and I stated before, that's how we found each other. We found each other on
yes.
Facebook. And to this day, we still haven't met in person, but, you know.
But you don't have
really
to
don't
because you can
to.
Feel like, yeah, I can feel your heart. You know, I can feel the good person that you are, even though you and I have never met.
Yes, and, you know, it's so powerful how social media can really bring people together to really bind them, you know, in the sisterhood. And it is so wonderful that you have made a group such as the Women's Empowerment Network to reach out and let a woman have the conversation that will lead to their transformation. I think
that
is
exactly
so
right.
Powerful.
Write that down. That sounded so great. That's right. Exactly.
Yes. Ladies, that's the takeaway tonight. Start a conversation that is going to lead to your transformation. That is awesome. That
Woo-hoo!
Is awesome. Yes.
Okay.
Well, do you have any other things you would like to say to our guest tonight? I'm so happy that you were here with us.
I just want to say thank you for listening and come over to the group. Ask for membership. I'll approve you. And then say that you heard this show, and I'll send you a free gift.
That is wonderful, ladies. Do you hear that? You get a free gift for listening to the show tonight. So go on over there to the Women's Empowerment Network and join and get that gift. Yes. Now,
right.
Something that Carla Wynn Hall said today touched you. Then you can get this show on changeyourmindsonline.com. We are also on Podomatic. We're on iTunes. And we are also on the Change Your Minds Online app. That's on iPhone and on Android. So get your copy and listen to this show whenever you want, because we're here for you and we're here to empower you. Thank you so much, Carla Wynn Hall, for being our guest tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a good night.